Blessed are they that hear the word of the Lord and keep it. Psalm 46 spoke of the uncontrollable power of the sea. It describes roaring waters. Here is imagery that suggests danger and trouble. And it's a powerful image for us on this Remembrance Sunday. Throughout history and to this very day, war and conflict threaten to overwhelm the nations. The floods of war lay waste to all that is precious. The World War I chaplain stood at Kennedy, affectionately known as Woodbine Willie, captured this sad truth in these words. War is waste of muscle, waste of brain, waste of patience, waste of pain, waste of manhood, waste of health, waste of beauty, waste of wealth, waste of blood and waste of tears, waste of youth's most precious years, waste of ways the saints have trod, waste of glory, waste of God. War. Yes, the rising tide of war and conflict overwhelms the nations and individuals. Like our ancestors, we live in times of danger and trouble. Like the stormy sea which pushes beyond its limits, so nations push beyond their boundaries. There is a surge of nationalism, a torrent of terror. We are in deep water, troubled water. Is there any hope? Well, Psalm 46 goes on to say, yes, there is strong hope. And it is the hope of the living God, who is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. In God's presence, sadness turns to gladness. In his kingdom, in this peaceful city of our God, these chaotic waters of conflict and warfare are transformed into peaceful streams. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. Psalm 46, verse 4. The monstrous and chaotic force of water is tamed to become a stream, joyfully flowing with life. And the Apostle John was shown a vision of this river, as we read in Revelation chapter 22. The angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. What a wonderful hope for the future kingdom and God's present kingdom that is breaking in, because this is now and not yet. And what a comfort for us personally in our own troubled seas, when we remember that God is with us, The Lord is my shepherd who leads me besides the still waters. Then our fears subside, and the raging waters outside and within us become calm in the presence of Jesus, who calmed the waters of Galilee. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the difference that the presence of the living God makes in our world and in our lives when we turn to him, if we would turn to him. In nations and lives where the God of peace rules, then the surge of fear, the raging torrents of war, even the floods of death are tamed. We are safe in God's keeping. Yes, God does not keep us safe from danger. We know that life is fragile. As Christians, we still face danger and death, as Christ did. But in all our dangers, we are kept spiritually safe in God's keeping. Sometimes he calms the storm. Other times he calms his child. But always and everywhere, the Christian can say, nothing, nothing that I face, nothing in my past, present, or future, nothing, even death itself, can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is what it means to be safe in God's keeping. In life and in death, we belong to the Lord. He holds us in his hands. So on this Remembrance Sunday, we not only look back with thanksgiving, but we remember forward. We remember forward to that day when the floods of war are transformed into the river of peace. Starting now, starting today, starting with us. May that river of peace bubble up, spring up within our own lives, that we may be peacemakers and bridge builders. Amen. In the presence of God, let us remember victims of war on all sides and those who suffer the consequences of war today. Let us remember before God and commend to his sure keeping those who have died for their country in war, those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of humankind. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them.